Am I the jerk? Sometimes I am.
No, sometimes you are, and that's okay. Sometimes we all are. So we
You're
do this
a real jerk
every week.
I get it.
Thursday Jeez. At 10:55. If you have a jerky situation that you've run into during the week, email us amithejerk1310@gmail.com, and we'll use this space to read through them. I have a few this morning.
Okay.
This one is news topical, and I think this is more of a joke, but it's also really short, so I'll go ahead and read it.
Okay.
So this comes from Robert.
We get some jokes sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes there's jokes. Sometimes I don't send the ones that are a little too jokey to Donovan
yeah,
also.
You can tell.
Am I the jerk for thinking that Gene caught Jerry at the Fort Worth Baby Dolls and burnt it down?
Joke!
Just a little topical humor.
No, I don't think you're a jerk for thinking that. I don't think that she probably did that.
No, you're definitely not a jerk for making that joke.
Yeah, people that are that rich, they don't get involved like that. They hire somebody, it goes through back channels, they make bodies disappear.
Yeah, there's people. They go on they're not like everybody else that just goes on Craigslist for their hitman.
I've seen House of Cards.
I know how
it works.
I will also use this space to, if everybody remembers the White Elephant Charlie strip club story.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the location at which I was,
Really? He was a baby dolls guy.
Baby dolls guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was her name again?
Tammy.
Tammy. That's yeah. That was her stripper name?
I don't know if that was her stripper name, but that was her potential stepmom name at least.
I don't hear Tammy and think stripper.
No? What if it was Tammy with an I? Which I don't think it was, but does the eye change anything?
I think it probably helps it.
It helps. All right, let's go to Chad, shall we? Am I the jerk because I turn on closed captioning when I watch TV, but forget to turn it off when I'm done watching? I did just that last weekend at my brother's house, and you would have thought I burned the house down by the way he was cussing trying to figure out how to turn it off.
I mean,
I'm 48. He just turned 42. I told him I did it, and I guess I forgot to turn it off. Quote, you need to learn how to speak English. So, am I the jerk? From Chad.
No. I don't think you're the jerk because you forgot to turn it off. Now, if it's his TV and you're at his house, can you just go in there without even asking him?
That is a wild move to turn the closed captioning
with somebody else's TV
on somebody else's car. Or car, TV. Like, to make that, if you're visiting and it's like a guest room or something, sure, go for it. But if it's the living room family TV and it's not your domicile, you can't be changing the settings. What are you gonna get in there and change the video quality, the audio? And,
yeah,
this needs a little more bass.
His brother's 42. I mean, you can't figure out how to turn that off and on pretty quick.
That's kinda wild too. That is kinda wild.
Pretty easy to do most of the time now.
Oh, I will say, so it does depend. So like if you're watching on cable, like regular cable or satellite, maybe it's a little bit more difficult because you're closed captioning through the television.
Yeah.
But if you're using like an Amazon stick or something, that's just an option on
just
the
right
like,
there. You hit pause
menu.
Subtitles on or off.
Beep. So are you a subtitle guy?
It depends. I prefer not to.
Really? I almost have to have them.
And I've noticed it a lot of the times you'll read it right before they say it or it happens, because they're just throwing the script up there.
Yeah, there is some of that, but it kind of helps because then I can speed read and then watch them say it.
Yeah.
And I just like, so for shows like Game of Thrones or Bear in some cases.
Yeah, depending on the accent, sometimes they can be very heavy accents of different.
Or just they're
worlds.
Whispering, they're quiet.
Yeah,
there's a
you
bunch
need
of
it for
other
that.
Stuff going on. And I like the clarification of having something to read.
Trying to think, the movie Monkey Man that we watched the other day, I had to turn on the subtitles for that because they were speaking heavy accents that were hard to understand at points where I couldn't. I was like, what did they say? I just turned on the subtitles.
And then so, and usually it's always a British show or movie that I'm turning them on for. So do they do the same thing for us where they're like, these guys, they're illegible.
What kind of weird accent is this? They're enunciating everything.
I'm still not totally convinced that they're not putting on a front with their accents, because they say that American Southern English is about as close to Old English as you'll get nowadays, and that their posh accent is contrived from the royals.
The Queen's English.
Like, changing the way they speak to distinguish themselves from the poories.
From the trash.
Right. So I think
it's true. You have to enunciate more.
Putting on a little front here, making us feel bad.
Could be.
You know, I actually think the Cockney accent is way closer
to a Southern accent than a proper one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will say, I'm not trying to bring it back to this, but, you know, I was just in Scotland with my wife. My wife has a very strong country accent. She's from a very small town.
Here or in Scotland?
No. In here. She's from Archer City, Texas.
Okay.
And while we were there, I actually had to be the middleman for a lot of conversations between my wife and someone else also speaking the English language.
That happened to my mom and dad. My mom is from like Paris, here in Northeast Texas.
Quit giving me all these European directions.
She has an accent, and I remember when they moved, because they lived like in Ohio and Pennsylvania for a couple of years, and she said that people up there had trouble understanding when certain things that she would say.
Dude, I believe that. I have family out in East Texas, and I could use closed
Americans.
Yeah, like I could use closed captioning for some of them. It would be helpful.
Yeah,
sometimes.
That's true, man, because I got cousins that grew up in Mineola. And it used to, like one of my cousins, we used to talk on the phone, and whenever she would say bye, she'd be like, "Mm-bee." And it would dry, and I was like, I had to try to hang up before I heard her say it, because I was like, B.
And there's something about in my opinion, the Texas accent is very separate, while similar, very separate from the Southern accent.
And the different dialects of Texas.
Yeah.
Because there's a different one for East Texas than there is from West Texas.
South Texas. Yeah. And then
if you grew up, you can usually tell, well, if you grew up in the city, you usually don't have much of an accent.
Not like I say that. You don't think you do until you go somewhere
right,
that doesn't
else
share
it. What did you just say?
Right. Like, you sound like you're from Texas, boy.
Man, you don't have a little bit of that draw right there.
Right,
which is more like
And,
that.
You know, as a kid, I tried to, like, train myself out of it and would just try to not talk
right,
Texan.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like Nolan Ryan. Like, that.
That's Texan.
Well, you know, here I am. There's no monkeys in my head. Baby.
Like Robert Duvall in Lonesome Dove. Texan.
And you do have, I mean, I have encountered people because that funny, super syrupy, deep South accent where I talk like this sometimes.
Georgia, Alabama.
I have met people that sound like that.
Just
very
like a legit
similar to that.
Southern Belle type.
Yeah, and
thing.
That is somebody who usually was born in a, kind of like what Dylan's talking about with his wife here, that was born in a small town in Alabama or Georgia. That just kind of has that little, and that's
flowery,
how they talk.
Floating nature
all the
to
way.
It.
Everything's just drawn out a little bit,
and that apparently is a lot closer to what old English used before they started distinguishing themselves and separating
Accents.
Themselves from the street urchin.
They're fun. Everybody likes a good dialect.
Oh yeah. Let's get to another one, shall we? This one from Jay. This one's a little
Jay
bit
King
older.
King wrote in?
No, not Jay King. This is Jay Robertson.
Jay Buhner?
No. Not Jay Buhner. Do you have any other J's you want to go down?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Jay Farrow?
Not Jay Farrow either.
Blue Jay.
Blue Jays. Okay. You done?
Yeah.
Okay. In college, I rented a house with three friends. We all drove separate cars. Very hot. Three dudes, one room.
Hot.
We all drove separate cars, and there were only two spaces in the driveway, leaving two of us to park on the street in front of the house.
You need carpool.
That would be a good idea.
Why are you the jerk for not carpooling on a guy's trip?
But if you, this is college, so they're in their apartment or whatever, the place they've rented.
Okay.
So they.
Oh, I got. I thought you meant. Yeah. Like, okay, I got.
No. This is their permanent residence, at least for the school year. Sometimes when I was parked in the driveway, one of my roommates would have his car parked on the street with his ass end hanging over the end of the driveway. This made it very difficult for me to leave. I asked him nicely on multiple occasions to not park like that, but that never really seemed to work. One day, he was outside while I was backing my car out of the driveway, and of course, his car was ass out again. So instead of asking him to move, I backed my car right in front of him. Or back my car into his right in front of him.
On purpose?
I played it off like it was an accident, but it was definitely on purpose. Both cars came out with scuff marks on the bumper, but the damage was very minimal. He never parked like that again. Am I a jerk for solving this parking issue?
Legend. They're both jerks, right?
I think because you're friends. Now, that's the thing. Were you friends before you were living together, or was this an assignment type thing?
But this goes back to what we've said before.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
One jerk.
Two jerks don't make a right.
Yeah.
A non-jerk.
Because, yes, if you talk to the guy and he kept doing it, jerk of him not to be like, oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
But then, like, what's the solution? he's going to continue parking like that. It's really hard for me to get out. If I just tap him, right? Like, whoa, sorry, man. I didn't realize.
I couldn't get away from there. There was a car come down the street.
He didn't do any real damage.
It was minimal, he says.
Man, I kind of want to say not jerk. But it feels like it still kind of is.
I think.
But what do you do? Like, what's the solution if the guy won't listen to you?
The fact that you're boys changes a lot of this. Because there is allowed to be a physical nature to a dude relationship. And if they continue doing something that you're trying to be very upfront with, hey, this bothers me. This is bad for the parking situation.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to get out. And he continually does it. You must respond accordingly. And sometimes, well, violence is in order. Nobody got hurt. Cars were barely scratched.
Yeah.
Fix the problem.
I mean, I almost feel like not jerk.
I think I want to lean not jerk.
Wow. Okay.
So somehow, by hitting your friend's car, not jerk. Have you ever backed out and like hit something? Because I've done it several times. I'm not a good driver.
I don't think so.
One time I was leaving my girlfriend's house in high school, and the people across the street were having a big, I think it might have been a Halloween party for all I know. And I was backing out and I clipped a car, and there was a guy out there smoking a cigarette, and it was his car. He was wasted.
Okay, well.
Because it's pitch black outside, and he's like, it doesn't look like there's any damage here, we're good. And I was like, later, see you. Right. This is great.
Oh no, I did in high school. I backed into a pole in a McDonald's parking lot, and that was the last time I backed into something.
The first time I backed into something, I was backing out of my driveway at my house and backed into a pole that had been there for 20 years.
My sister-in-law, they got a new car. This is a few months ago, maybe longer than that. A whatever, 2023 car.
Yeah.
That comes with all
like
sorts,
brand new. They, yeah, it's not
like
used,
all sorts
but
of
nice.
Cameras and beeps and she backed into something getting out of their driveway. And,
oh no!
And it was like my brother was like, "How do you? What's? I mean, you have a camera. You have
didn't you just
beeps?
Somebody was just telling, am I the jerk? Where a lady like had all the cameras and everything." Backed into somebody and was like, I even have a camera.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't help the situation at this point.
No, usually. Yeah, I use a backup camera, but not always.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm pretty, that when I bought, when the first time I got a backup camera, this is probably 3-4 cars ago. And I was just like, I will never, ever be able to function without it. And then I totaled my car, my first car that I had the backup camera, and was in a rental for a minute that didn't have it, and it was almost impossible.
Really?
Like, I could not function. And then, especially now, I'm spoiled because I had the backup camera where it just like showed the camera and had lines, but the lines didn't really move with you.
Oh, okay.
Now I've got it where it like where shows my angles, and I'm like, okay, and despite, yep, having the opinion that you're a giant douche if you back into a parking space.
It's way easier to get out.
If you got the bending lines, it's very tempting.
Yeah, I back in if I can most of the time, depending on where I'm at. But like in this parking garage that we park in where they have the slanted parking spots,
yeah,
people back into those. So you got to pull out and go the wrong way to go the right way. And I've never understood that. Why are you backing into slanted parking lots?
I don't get it. And it feels like they own, I don't know why.
Those people are the jerk.
Especially if you're like, you both enter garage at the same time, and I'm not riding your tail, but I am behind you. And you decide, I'm going to swing past this spot and then back in.
That boggles me.
It's so egregious.
Have you seen, because this will happen in this parking garage. And again, these are parking spaces designed for you to just go right into.
Right.
You,
and back you out and at an angle easy. So it's easy.
And there's giant arrows telling you this, obviously,
oh, yeah,
you go this way.
Go
Have you seen the ones where they just go up the wrong way because they don't want to drive 10 feet to go down the right way?
My favorite
I sat there one day because I was coming down. I just sat there.
Yeah, I'll stake out.
I was like, I'm actually right here, guy.
I used to do
I'll sit here all day.
I used to do that in college a lot. At UTA, it's just a giant parking area.
Yeah.
And if you're walking back to your car, you're going to be followed by another car to get your parking spot. Yeah. And every single time it happened, like, I have my phone here, bud. I can be here all day.
Come on.
all day.
You wouldn't get in your car?
No, I'd get in the car.
And just sit there?
Yeah, I'd turn it on and everything with the AC. I'm like, I got to cool down. It was a long walk back here. Shalotsky. Am I the jerk? 13.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. Am I the jerk? We do it every Thursday at this time. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. You can send yours in.